Welcome everybody to the July Full Moon Ceremony. Today is July 12th, 2014. This is with Walking Terra Christa, Academy of New Earth Mastery. We're going to be combining our Ashtar Command communication, which we do the second Saturday of every month at this time. And because it is a full moon, we're going to bring in the full moon ceremony and join those two energies together. So in addition to the native elder messages, we will also hear from the Christ of Intergalactics. So let's bring in the energies of the Unified Whole Command, which is the highest spiritual body governing the activation and assistance for the new earth, Terra Christa. We call upon the frequencies of the Unified Whole Command by counting up 000144000 Unified Whole Online. This activates their energies within our consciousness. And then we count up 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through the dimensions. Feel yourself at that fifth dimensional frequency. Is that is the frequency we are bringing into the earth to create as the new earth. And just feel yourself going all the way up a golden staircase or a elevator of golden light to bring your consciousness into the dimension of wholeness and oneness, which is at the 144th level of dimensions. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath as you access these frequencies. The reason we do this is so your consciousness becomes activated and familiar with the energy of oneness and wholeness. This enables the energies to be brought back down to earth and grounded. So you should feel a shift as we do this. Why we are in this level of oneness, which is an actual temple of oneness, where we go to, there is a garden, botanical gardens outside the temple, and it's a very big temple on the inside. All these spiritual masters in the hierarchy of Christ and Intergalactics are here. We call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to bring us the Platinum Net. The Platinum Net is divine dispensation of platinum netting that comes around us as we breathe in. So take a deep breath. And then as you breathe out and exhale, they strip it away, taking with it any lower frequency vibrations that can be removed from your field. We then call upon the violet purple flame to transmute and transform anything else within our full body system that we're working upon within our initiations through the mastery pathway. So breathe that all the way in from your crown to your feet, which is from your soul star to your earth star. And just let it work upon anything that you are dealing with, any doorways you're seeking to walk through within the mental, emotional, physical, or etheric body. And we also call upon the pink flame to blend within that. Also coming in from the soul star through the body to the earth star. The soul star and earth star are actual stars of energy. Soul star about a foot to a foot and a half or higher above your body, and the earth star the same below your body. And we then call upon our Merkaba body of light to be fully activated with the golden flame of the Christed consciousness of Lord Buddha, who is the planetary logos. So just take a deep breath, activate that, feel it spinning around you, so the Earth star and Sol star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner. And then we ask for the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on the outside facets of the Merkaba body. And also Archangel Michael to bring us a ring pass knot around the entire structure, placing us in the highest vibrational state so that we can receive the energies that are brought in through Reverend Malaretsi as a fully integrated channel. We can't access these energies unless we elevate ourselves up to them to then bring them back down within us. I am Mike. Welcome for being with us. And here is Malaretsi.
Thanks so much. Let's just take some deep breath and bring in those higher energies within ourselves. Before we fully get into the ceremony, I just want to explain a little bit about what this full moon represents for us. It's considered the illuminating moon, and it is within, the moon is in the sign of Capricorn with the sun sign of Cancer. So what that represents for us is roots and our direction and our expressions. Cancer, of course, is the heart center, our emotions, and Capricorn can be the outside world. So this moon is teaching us to bring in those higher realms into our physical existence. And acting within our heart-centeredness, our higher self, bringing in those essences within us. Because remember that these energies last for 2 weeks until we move into the new moon. So it's not just for this 3-day period that we work with to bring these energies in. It did, was fully activated at 4:25 a.m. Pacific time and 7:25 a.m. Eastern. So we're right in the middle of those essences. So it represents our love and our responsibility, and some parts of it may be our past lives coming to the forefront for those timelines to be fully activated within our present timeline of what we are bringing in forth now. And this represents the positive aspects that we need to bring into our existence to help us on our pathway. Continually try to do some deep breaths while we are connecting with the energies. We open up the Antahkarana bridge, which is our rainbow bridge, from our I Am Presence through our monad into our soul star, activating those energies within our physical existence and opening up the chakra systems. So we just breathe deeply and allow all those chakras to be completely open. Spin them in a clockwise manner from left to right. You visualize yourself within your body and feel them spinning within you because they are part of your etheric body, your soul body of light. And we ask all the meridians and all the parts of the body to be in full alignment with the higher energies that you're bringing in with your breath. As we call upon the higher rays to assist us deeply to go to our Earth Star. As our Earth Star and our Soul Star spin simultaneously, feel the activation of those energies. Connecting with our etheric body and our emotional body, our mental body, it becomes the full body system, activating the higher self body, the monad body, and the I Am Presence, the seven body system. Feel those energies within your thymus glands, opening up the thymus so that your higher self can be more active within your physical existence. You may just feel like your higher self is gliding within your full body. breathing deeply, feel all these essences. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. Once again, I never know what they're going to be bringing forth. Since we stepped into the temple of oneness, representing the 144th dimension, they want to take us into the botanical garden. And as we step into the garden, we feel the essences of all the beautiful rays of the blue and the green and yellow and purple and golden colors and pearlescent. Seafoam green, blue green, golden yellow, illuminating colors, violet, violet pink, violet gold, blue gold. We have the purest essence of all these colors within the garden. So step into the garden today, all of the beings of light are with us, which means that we are connecting with the Crested Intergalactic, Ashtar and Ashtar Command, for joining us, along with the spiritual hierarchy, the God Force, the Native Elders. The garden opens up so that there is no ceiling. It opens up into the heavens. We feel the essence of Grandmother Moon and Grandfather Sun. And there is an opening as we walk through the garden. It now becomes this beautiful meadow. And we all sit in a circular fashion with each other. There's a beautiful fire in the middle that represents all the rays of God. And all the elders of the native energies that have walked this earth in all continents are with us, feeling the oneness that we all are together. This is a special day because it is, as Mike shared, it is the day we usually do the Ashtar Command energy, so we'll be intertwining those energies and Lord Ashtar will speak through the process. But first, let's feel the grounding energies of the native frequencies and this moon, what this moon brings to us so that we can fully accept those particles of light that we are from other timelines that are important for our pathway, our strength, our courage, our ability to love, and to bring in those aspects of the rays of God to assist us in that process. We bring in the power of love and wisdom with Master Joshua Kuhl. We bring in the power of will and power, the essence of will and power of Master L. Moore. Creative actualization of deep pink with Master Paul the Venetian. Crystalline flame of harmony and balance with Master Cerebus Bay. Our scientific knowledge, which is our wisdom, of light from Master Hilarion, our inner truth, our inner devotion of the ruby red and the gold with Lady Nada and Lord Sananda, and the violet and the purple flame of our ceremonial structure and magic of Lady Portia with Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the overlighting energy of the Mahachohan of all the rays now. And all the Elohim and the Archangels, and all the beings of light of all the different levels of creation. If there's anyone that you would like to invite into the circle in this moment, please do. Feel the essence of your higher self. If you have a spiritual name for yourself, we sometimes call it our higher self name, call upon that essence now. And feel the centeredness of the beauty that you are to come fully within you. As within this beautiful space, the flame in the middle of us may look like what the natives use as a bonfire, but it truly is the flames of light. All these aspects that we need to bring forth into our world. Sometimes we need them more intensely than other moments. What is it at this full moon that you need to remove? Because the full moon is so much about release. As we connect to Grandmother Moon and we look up above her, allow her essence to come fully within us. As that is her role. That is her role, to illuminate as much light as she can to help each of us within the planetary system to remove the elements that we no longer need to hold within ourselves. Let us feel her essence coming within us now. Feel the most powerful illuminating light that you have ever experienced. Coming down from the top of your crown all the way down to your Earth star into your feet. As this illumination that we bring forth is assisting Gaia at the same time. Greetings, dearest ones. I come to you in the essence of Grandmother Moon to bring forth my illuminating essence unto each of your hearts through the entire aspect of your beingness. I ask you to receive the purest form of my essences through this process of this moon. It is my divine pleasure to be so beautiful and illuminating in the dark skies and to extend my illumination unto you so that we are mirrors for one another. As you see, the process that you have been going under upon this beautiful earth of Gaia assists me also. And I bet you did not realize that. Because the deepest core of your beingness to bring forth your own illumination allows me to be brighter and stronger than I was in the previous month. In this month, I give to you the ability to understand yourself from your past into your present. And it is not an understanding of words, but it is an understanding of expression through vibrational essences. If you think of yourself as the purity of the light being that you are, and allow that essence to come fully within your physical creation, you'll understand yourself more deeply. Questioning the process of your journey in your present construct of a third or fourth dimensional world does not serve the purpose of your purest light. So this is what I bring to you at this time. I bring to you the illuminating essence through the divinity of light. And allow Gaia to assist also as we work hand in hand with each other to bless you and embrace you for the divinity of light that you are bringing forth into your existence. I expand this essence unto you in these moments to assist you in this process. Feel the illumination of the light. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in all aspects of your beingness. And allow the pure releasement of what does not serve this illumination to be put into the flames in front of you. It is my pleasure to shine upon you. It is my pleasure to assist Gaia in each of you. I am deeply honored to share my essence at this time. Let us all take some deep breaths. What is it that you need to purge into the fires in front of us? Allow it to be opened up through your heart, your solar plexus, and any areas, physically, emotionally, mentally. As we bring in Noah's, my great shamanic teacher, to assist in the process. Breathe, my children. Breathe. Aho. It is my pleasure to be with each of you once again during this full moon. Expressing the divinity of your light from past eras. I like the word era. Timeline confuses me. So let us take those increments of moments of time from the power source that you have been and bring it into your full essence. In the flames in front of you, allow your third eye to be totally open. You may have a vision. You may feel a sense of completion. You may feel the divinity of light that you are in a completely different manner than it ever has been previously. I speak at this time before we do the drumming because I want you to fully embrace what it is that you need to remove, to release, whatever you want to call it, so that it is no longer part of your reality because this is so much what this moon represents. The challenges that you are experiencing are to be better within yourselves, to go deeper, and to take that depth that you are and give it to Gaia by expressing it, expanding it out of yourself. When you are bringing in too much of what you have been before, that is not serving the purpose of your pathway of being a light worker, to expand yourself into the divinity that you are. You go deeper Because the more that you do this, the more results you will see occur around you. It is quite beautiful to see that expression. So each of you breathe in this moment the flames in front of you. That Melarese has shared. And maybe there are other frequencies of the rays that you see in front of you. It doesn't matter what they are. It doesn't matter what the definition is. Just allow them to come to you, because the essence of the purity of the creation of the source is coming within. I come to you as a native teacher who has walked this earth, but I also come to you as a light being. As the work that I have done with Melarese and others has assisted me to move into the higher realms and not kept me stuck within only my native teachings, although they are very important and very beautiful. What we need to do is rise those shamanic energies that you may have incorporated within you into a higher frequency, because they will be different in the fifth dimensional arena. Right now, some of you may be tapping into those aspects of yourself to make the necessary changes, and they are necessary on this level of consciousness within the earth, but that will shift. So I give to you the ability to fully move whatever it is within your essence that may be blocking you. You may not even be aware, but it is truly in your field. As your etheric body tries to clear on deeper and deeper levels through the process of your divinity, this is what this moon represents to me. The ability to bring in the illumination, to make the necessary changes, to accept those aspects, those creations of time in which you were a powerful being of light, and bring them fully into the existence that you are now and the consciousness that you are creating and embracing. It is a different feeling, but yet the basis of it will be the same. Do you feel healing capabilities? Do you feel the ability to transform energies? Do you feel the ability to understand your own consciousness? Do you feel the ability to connect to the earth on a much deeper level? Whatever it is, that is the healing capability that you have of these timelines that need to be accelerated within you. The aspects of your light. Let us breathe deeply together as the fire increases and we bring forth those energies to assist in transforming. Because the first phase is you want to transform the energies. And transforming them means you need to transmute to what does not belong there. So whatever you feel, purge it into the fire in front of you. the fire. Breathe and let it go. Oh, feel the fire embers within you as the transformation starts to occur. Allow yourself to be open and clearing in this moment. Allow yourself to be the new essence. In order to receive the next phase, you must fully be in a state of transition. Within that state of transition is like when you take something out of you, then there's an emptiness. So I want you to feel that emptiness within you. As Grandmother Moon is now going to be bringing her illuminating light into your full body system for you to purify what it is that you need to accept. Feel the power of this light fully coming within you. Feel all the flames spinning and the fires burning within your solar plexus into your heart as you become the flames. You are the flames of light of God. It is your divine right to embrace them, to allow them to be within you, not outside of you, but the purest form of your soul's light. Om Niyam 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 Om Niyam Niyam. Aho, now. Now feel the movement into the receiving mode. You receive now the purest form of your next phase. Particles of light that are now increasing within your consciousness to allow your body to accept the next phase of your journey. Feel the purest form of love within you. It is your love. It is God's love. It is all our love here together as each of us embrace each of you through this process. Breathe deeply. Feel it. Feel it expand within you. Walk the next couple of weeks with this essence. Ground it within you, and you will see that there will be a change that you feel. It may be subtle. It may be something of an expression, of a thought, a feeling, or maybe something more tangible that you are able to fully walk through. The doorway is open. Feel the expansion of the light within you. As we all sit together within this beautiful meadow, garden, flowing all around us, animals grazing, coming towards us, in the purification of oneness, this is us. It is my divine pleasure, as Noah, and as the expression of the light of the higher realm I am, to assist you in this process. Aho. Okay, so now what we need to do is ground these energies. And Michael's going to take over that part.
Greetings. We come to you as the native elders of all races, all cultures, and all dimensions. We want to talk to you today as Noah has illuminated unto you the essence of transition, the essence of transformation, and the essence of grounding. We understand that the energies that you are bringing in to your planet by your consciousness is not something you have done before in human form. And we understand that you do not know how to do this in your conscious mind. We also know that to some extent, these energies will transform you without you doing anything. However, the power and the frequency that they can do so is so much less than if you embrace them fully within your conscious mind and bring them into your physical body. With your full mental faculties and your full emotional being, blending into one glorified being of light, which is what you are trying to achieve upon a fifth-dimensional way of being, within a physical body that is made of the same elements of the moon, of the earth, of the sun, of the stars. So how do you do this in a way that you never have done it before if you do not know how to do it? In a way, it is very simple. You do not do what you have done before. So how do you do that? Many of you go into nature, to commune with nature. And many of you do it by putting on your colorful running shoes and jogging or running through the park. So if that is the way you are doing it, do not. If you are one who goes and sits under a tree and folds their legs and puts their hands upon their knees and sits, do not do it. We want you to change your consciousness so you experience what you are doing in a different way. The patterns that you have fallen into are the exact patterns that will keep you from doing so. To fully say there is no right way and wrong way, to experience the higher frequencies of divinity is not true. If you tap into your heritage as you walked upon the earth as a true indigenous native person, you lived along the waterways or near the lakes because you could not survive without doing so. Water was essential to your way of life, as was following the sources of nourishment, the herds and the animals. If they had left an area, then you too would have to leave that area. This is not so in your world anymore. And this distances you from the true essence of who you are. The rhythm of your life then was so much more powerful and important to you than it is now. And it is that rhythm of your life that you must bring back into who you are and what you do. If you need to drive out of your cities for an hour and a half to get into a place of nature where there is water, then we ask you to do this once a week. Because if you do not take time in ceremony, as we are doing today, to be with nature in a way that you have not been before, then you will not be able to bring in the frequencies of light that will change this planet into what it needs to become, within the higher frequencies and divinity of light that is coming upon it. Just as it was your responsibility then, to be a part of the ebb and flow of nature, and the ways of the light and the dark, as you would sleep at night and you would awake at the first light. You had to incorporate the ways of nature into your life to survive, to excel, and to be in that joy of the moment that you were so often. For even in hunting and gathering to bring in your supply, you were one with the atmosphere and the environment that you were within. You heard every bird, you saw every animal that came across your pathway, and you paid attention to what they meant. For a certain bird call meant one thing, and seeing certain animals meant there may be other animals, or there may not. All the signs were there before you in order for you to have full abundance in your day and in your life. We do not say these things to chastise you. We say these things to so that you may bring in the highest frequency that you are capable of bringing in and not missing any opportunities to do so. This is what you did then. And we ask you to remember who you are in the fullness of your totality so that you can do so once again. It is so easy to forget. It is so easy to get lost in the delusion and the distraction of the world that you live within in your artificialness. We simply ask you to breathe in a different way. Look at the sky and the moon and the sun in a different way. If you are one who sits to enjoy nature, walk. If you are one who runs to enjoy nature, sit. These are the things we ask of you, so that you may change the patterns of who you are. For it is only within changing those patterns that you can become more. And that is all we ask of you, as we are you, as you are us. And just as Noah's has transitioned herself into the higher frequencies of light, you are to do the same. The greatness of who she is as Noah's, as remembered through the books of Mary Summer Rain, was as a blind woman living alone in the mountains who could not see. One who had no eyes. And yet, she could serve you a cup of tea into your hands without a cane, without any means of artificially finding you sitting in a chair in her room, because she had no eyes, K-N-O-W, and she saw more than all those who had sight. She had to learn how to do that. Just as you. So this is what we ask you, and we honor you so deeply and so greatly for taking upon yourselves these challenges. But they are, as they were before, in many ways so easily able to be accomplished if you simply step out of who you think you are into who you really are. We are the native elders of all the timelines, of all the eons, of all the dimensions, past, present, and future, and we honor you as you are us, and we are one. Aho.
Aho. We'll take a deep breath. Thank you for those messages from the elders. Thank you for the messages from Noah. Let's now take some time to bring forth all these elements of illumination and the light that we are into our full body system. Breathing deeply, feeling the flames around us as that we all stand up within each other. Envision yourself amongst the elders, amongst the galactics, amongst all these beautiful beings of light as we celebrate ourselves with each other. Take some deep breaths and feel the new essences that we have become. As now we're going to bring in Lord Ashtar as he steps forward, representing the Intergalactic Federation of Light that are assisting us, this Earth, and the planetary essences of the intercommunication of the light frequencies as we become more and more within each other as one. Greetings. It is my pleasure to be here with you in this beautiful ceremony. I'm Lord Ashtar with the Ashtar Command, the essence of Lord Sananda and the Federation of Light that we are of the Christed Intergalactic. I'm so looking forward to these moments, to experiencing this ceremony in the presence of all of your hearts and the frequencies of light that we are allowing ourselves to embrace within our purification and to make the necessary changes that are necessary. It is a beautiful moment of creation as I feel each of you and the changes that you have experienced in the last few moments of this beautiful ceremony within this beautiful temple and these beautiful flames and everyone coexisting together. This is truly what we desire, to bring forth that coexistence. It is why you have arrived upon the earth. It is why that we want to communicate to you in this way through Melaresa, and to help each of you to understand the process that we're all going through. I bet you never realized how deeply we hurt through this process. I know that many of you may think of us as a supreme being of light and that we don't have the emotions that you do, but this is not true. That we hurt and we cry and we grieve just as you do when things are not happening as they should. Our most important role through Walking Terra Christa is to assist each of you to understand that you have an important role with each of us. And that is why we choose to work together in this way. We don't want to be looked at as the savior. We truly want to be looked at as the comrade in arms. We are assisting the planet greatly, of course, through the intergalactic wars that are still going on. Just as your wars that are going on upon the Earth, we have to do the same in the interplanetary systems to assist Gaia to be protected, to be guided, to bring in more light frequency than she has ever experienced before. And this means each of you. So our role with each of you during this time frame is to assist you to understand more, to accept your own power of light, but yet to use it wisely in the creation of God's light, and to come together as two bodies of light into the creative process of interconnecting our energies within one another to assist Gaia's ascension, which in turn assists your ascension. I ask you to breathe deeply and to feel the purification of our essences, because we are not separate from you. We are part of you. And in this ceremony today, it is a perfect time to fully embrace our integration within one another. We are here to assist for the protection of the planet. We are here to remove the dark forces that are ensuing upon the planet. You are doing the same within the planet. You are a co-creator. As you make the necessary changes within your own purification of essence, you extend it out onto the lands, onto the people. The more that you do this, the more that we can do to assist. Our creation together is a most beautiful experience. And in these moments of this beautiful ceremony, we want to extend our frequency of light to assist you even deeper. Each of you are multidimensional. Each of you are intergalactic, and you are human. And each of you are learning to embrace those parts of yourself. One is not better than the other. And our experience of being human is limited. Some of us have been, but some of us have not. And this is how we learn from each of you to be the intergalactic human, to be the multidimensional self, to be all those parts that bring the pieces of the puzzle together into the wholeness that we are. We are enamored by your work. We are enamored by your diligence. We are enamored by your light. Let us illuminate those essences unto you. In turn, as that illumination occurs, you expand it outside of yourself, and we receive. We receive the messages to assist. And this is our truth. Our truth together at this time is a coexistence. It is not one greater than the other, even though you may think that is so. When you expand your light unto us and ask for our assistance to help with the weather patterns, that is how we receive and in turn transmit. So in this moment, as we stand here within this beautiful circle of light, we are receiving and transmitting at the same time. Both of us, all of us, are receiving each other's frequency of light. This makes this day very powerful for the planetary functions. It is a powerful moment of time for us to come together in this way. As we expand ourselves on a deeper level than we ever have before. This is creating the new earth, and we are here to assist you. This season, this time of your life, this full moon, this month, is one of great intensity. As changes are occurring within the atmosphere to make necessary pathways to be more open. Excuse me, but you must be diligent within yourself and never waver and never to question yourself or what you are receiving. It is within those moments that the dark pockets of energy can intertwine within you. And that doesn't assist us, because the more that we can assist you to prepare this earth into the higher earth, the easier the task will be for each of us. So our message today is to be strong, because it is going to be needed. Challenges are going to go deeper on a personal level. The more that we connect in this way to each other, the more of the intertwining energies occurring in our worlds. And our worlds represent the new earth. So it's important to have these realizations of light, because they will expand further and deeper and into the lands and into the peoples that cannot do so. That is our role together, and we are here to assist with the weather patterns. We are here to assist in changing what you are receiving, chemtrails, programming, elements of darkness that you've been under as a planet for eons of time. We are coming to a crucial phase, because in the middle of this year, we feel that the work that we have done together through this group has assisted tremendously. There's a portal of light that is being opened that truly was not there before. This portal of light, of course, is represented in Mount Shasta. It is with the mountain and the Telosian beings, but then above into the higher realms of the new earth and working within those elements. That is expanding. The expansion has started, but the deep work still needs to be done. So the more that we connect with one another, the easier it will be. And our goal is to have these portals of light all around the world. Places of Machu Picchu, places of great mountainous areas, places of high frequencies that have had these high frequencies before, and what we are doing to assist in that process. So how do we do this? We do this by every individual within their own location to assist us by being here with us in this live call. That's what's going to assist us deeper. The work that you do separately to help with the weather patterns is assisting, because you may not feel immediate results, but it is happening in a higher level. So it goes beyond the hemispheres of the earth. So it is filtering down into those areas so that those particles of light can be expanded. Yes, it's a big job. And each of you are standing forward to do this job with each of us. And we are eternally grateful to allow this to happen. So let us connect with one another through the vibrancy of the divine light codes. The Malarese activates through us. Bring it fully within your being and let it expand into your field. And it will do its work when it's necessary. The connection between our hearts in this moment is very strong. So we feel this dimensional frequency of 144th, and we bring that all the way down into the core of Gaia and let her receive what we have expanded within ourselves with our breath, just with our breath. Allow that expansion to occur. As it does, it goes through her field around the dimensional frequencies of the earth to beyond, to each of us. Now the full connection has occurred. Now in this moment, what weather conditions are you dealing with that need to be rectified or assisted, balanced? Let us help within those energies. As we expand our frequencies together, feel the energies going up out of the space of your location and going up 100 miles. And state exactly what you're looking for in this moment. Now receive that back into yourself in the 144th dimension. And make it so. It is our pleasure to be with you during this ceremony. I am Lord Ashtar, at your service with the Ashtar Command, and we are always with each of you. Thank you for the work that you are doing. It means so very much. Many blessings to each of you from heart to heart. Okay, let's all take a deep breath. A Buffalo Calf Woman has one more message. I'm not going to fully bring her in as a channeling, but this is the message that she's bringing forth. Diligence. We must be diligent in everything that we are doing, our thought processes, our energies, what we are actively doing in our world, to be aware of our own frequencies, to be aware of our own energies. Because as we do this, then the prayers upon the essences of the world will be answered. But we must allow ourselves to heal in the deepest level that we can. And to do those ceremonies, to connect to nature every moment. The challenges are going to be very heavily induced in the next 2 months. And a lot of it has to do with the weather patterns and what the earth is experiencing. So the more that we do not complain, the more that we bring in our higher essence of the tools that we know how to use, it's going to assist greatly. It's going to assist others. It's going to assist us. It's going to assist the land. It's going to assist the animals. Peace will be created upon this earth to allow the new earth to come. And she is always with us with those prayers. Metaliana Koi Iason. Okay, let's take a deep breath. As we stand amongst all these beautiful elders and teachers and mentors and intergalactics, Telosian beings, inner earth beings, all the existences that we know of within each other. The flames now come down from the fire in the middle because they are induced within each of us. As we walk through the meadow, it now becomes a garden again. And we feel the beautiful essences that are all around us, the magic that is created by what we have experienced, what we have created. Allow that magical essence to come fully within us. As now we walk back through the temple, we give our thanks and gratitude for the blessings that have been bestowed upon us during this ceremony from the higher realms. And it's now time for us to come back into full consciousness.
Let's bring those energies back down, and then we'll do the three ohms. 000144000. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Let's take a deep breath, ground those through your Earth Star into the crystalline core of Gaia, the gigantic crystal that is her heart, the center of the Earth, connecting fully, so that what you have changed, she may change. Thank you, everybody, for being with us once again.
Many blessings.